Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill with Knight Energy Services. I'm at the NAEP Expo in Houston, Texas as a correspondent for The Crude Life. And I get to come around, meet people in oil and gas and find out, you know, tell your story. What's your name?
My name is Devin Blitzer. I'm with a company called BYO Energy. We're in the business of generating electricity for data centers, a lot of natural gas power generation.
Okay, so when you say power generation, what are you going to use that energy for and where are you getting the energy?
Yeah, so we work with oil and or gas producers to be able to take that gas and generate electricity for our end user clients, which happen to be Bitcoin mining companies or AI, high performance computing practices. And so we're in the business of working with producers to be able to develop out power projects and be able to get more revenue off the gas.
Our industry has a flaring problem. You know, it's that's probably one of our more public, you know, things that are, you know, they held against us right now. So your company has that solution for those operators to take that gas and actually have a commodity. How much energy out there you think you guys are going to be able to harvest?
What's great about what we do is that we're able to pay for the gas, and we're also able to increase oil production and or gas production.
Wow.
depending on where you are, and it's all done locally, preferably for long-term contracts. To answer, what was your second question? I apologize.
No, it's fine. I mean, how many wells are out there?
Oh, you're asking. Okay. Yeah. So right now we have two sites where we're consuming 2 million cubic feet a day.
Wow.
And we hope to have between 5 and 10 million cubic feet of gas being consumed by the end of this year.
So when you're at NAEP, like, what's your goal then? You're going to find partners to acquire their assets or work with them?
We're looking to, we will be interested in acquiring assets. We're interested in providing capital for drilling. And if there's gas plays, whether they're in Texas or Wyoming, we could definitely evaluate the project and see if there's a potential to develop out the field.
Has the conversation changed that much to where people are going to go out and start drilling gas wells just for Bitcoin mining?
I don't know anyone that's done it. Usually you're talking about just stranded gas.
Yeah.
But I do believe that the Bitcoin mining industry, the Bitcoin industry, is forever tied to the oil and gas industry.
Fascinating.
And it's Bitcoin's an energy-backed currency. You could consider that, and so it makes sense that you're going straight to the wellhead, bringing the market to the wellhead. These computer servers use less internet than a Zoom call, and so you can be in these really remote, fringe plays to be able to monetize very good quality gas.
Yeah, that's great.
We also, if you are wanting to drill oil and or explore, we will offtake all the gas like a typical midstream company would. We bid on this on the same we'll bid on that offtake contract just like any midstream company would, but we'll also be able to provide the midstream and downstream services at the site.
You're making those mineral owners a pretty good deal right there.
Yeah, I mean, we're bringing in capital to be able to monetize the gas. They don't have to bring in any more capital than they've already sunken in, and as long as we're able to generate electricity cheaper than the electricity grid, we're able to offer off-grid power contracts, which is very attractive to our clients and the markets in the data center industry.
Yeah, that's great. How do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can go search BYO Energy or find me. I'm Deeplitz at BYO Energy, BYO-energy.com, or
connect
Twitter.
With you on LinkedIn?
LinkedIn, Twitter.
We like LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
Absolutely. I'm way too much on LinkedIn right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm on LinkedIn, so definitely let's match, let's talk. If you
got to have the conversation.
Any questions or just any prospects, let's definitely do feasibility.
Everybody out there is talking about this, you know, Bitcoin mining. Most people have no clue what you're doing, so this is the guy to reach out to. He'll give you a little bit more information. There's people talking about, just to tease, like right now, I like that we're interviewing each other. This is this is something that's fascinating. So right now, gas is a little bit over $4. But with a Bitcoin mining process, what do you think? Just ballpark it. What is your gas worth?
So we don't do Bitcoin mining ourselves.
Right.
So the clients, when you're talking about what they're making a lot higher margins, but they're also putting in a lot more way more capital than even we're putting in. But the gas needs to be competitive compared to the grid.
Yes.
So there is thresholds of gas prices that can once you hit a certain level, you're going to break down the economics, and it's going to be more desirable to go to the grid. So there's a threshold of what we're able to pay for the gas, and that's why we're not able to take the gas off pipelines.
That's a good answer. Thank you for the interview. I really appreciate it. Follow us on Crude Life. Please reach out to our friends here at NAEP and make deals, right?
Yeah, awesome. Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.